Coming up next on This Week in the WCHA, the Mavericks of Minnesota State mount a charge to challenge for the Cup. Bowling Green bolts up the standings, riding a sensational six-game streak. And the surging Seawolves continue to climb, hoping for home ice. Those stories plus much more straight ahead on This Week in the WCHA.
The 2014 WCHA Final Five is heading to Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids, Michigan, March 21st and 22nd. Join us for the WCHA kickoff event that Thursday, the Final Five Dance Mania contest throughout the tournament, and the championship Saturday events. Ticket packages are priced at $95 or $50 for upper-level end seats. For more information on the 2014 WCHA Final Five, please visit WCHA.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to This Week in the WCHA. I'm Jim Rich. Well, it's been a one-horse race for much of the season with Ferris State flying high. But suddenly, the Mavericks of Minnesota State jumped into the fray. After trouncing the Bulldogs 6-2 in Game 1, the Mavs used the power play to complete the series sweep, as we hear from Mike Sullivan on KTOE Radio.
Berkey sends that airborne into the left corner. LaFontaine behind the net, up front to McGinnis, and Johnny McGinnis scores! A power play! This time it's LaFontaine in the feed. And the Mavericks now make it a two-goal lead at 4-2.
The Mavericks scored three power play goals, and for the second straight night, Johnny McGinnis's goal stands up as the game winner. The Mavs captain with a huge weekend, picking up three goals, including both game winners, along with 16 shots on goal. And as a result, he's this week's WCHA Offensive Player of the Week. For Coach Mike Hastings, he's not surprised by McGinnis's success, as he and J.P. LaFontaine have been carrying the load.
I see the thing about him is it's probably been about, but he's been good for about 2 months. He's got some instincts that he can't teach. And finds a way to get open, and he can deliver the puck. He's a guy that you don't have to give him a perfect pass for him to be able to get some wood on it and get it to a good area.
Next up for the Mavericks is the inaugural North Star Cup tournament that will reunite old WCHA foes Minnesota, St. Cloud State, Minnesota Duluth, along with MSU. The Mavs will open up against UMD, and the Bulldogs remember the Mavericks well, so says Justin Crandall.
They're a good coach team. Mike Hastings is a good coach. They work really hard. They got some skill up front for sure. And they had a big weekend with Ferris last weekend, so I know they're a confident team right now. But it's always a battle with them. They kind of took it to us last year, so that's something we want to kind of get back after them this year. But they're a hardworking team. They got some skill. We think we're match up pretty well with them, pretty even, so it should be a good game.
Because of the series sweep by MSU, other teams now have a shot at getting back into the battle for the McNaughton Cup. One of those teams is Bowling Green. The Falcons are in the midst of a six-game unbeaten streak, and Coach Chris Bergeron usually isn't a guy that lets his team check out the standings, but this year he says he's willing to make an exception.
We put ourselves in a position where watching the standings in the middle of January is not a bad thing. I mean, I want these kids to want to be playing for championships at this time of the year. Now, there's not a whole lot we can control based on what happened the first half. There was some games that shoulda, woulda, coulda, and it didn't happen. And now all we can focus on is ourselves.
Lurking just behind Bowling Green is Alaska Anchorage. UAA took 3 out of 4 points from Alabama Huntsville, and now the Seawolves are undefeated in their last 5 WCHA contests. Anchorage head coach Matt Thomas feels this series against Northern Michigan could be doubly important when it comes to the standings.
It's an 8-point weekend where, you know, we could take four away from a team that's behind us right now, so we need to make sure we're ready to go. We got to take care of our own business, but that's the biggest thing heading down. I don't think even if we have a good weekend this weekend, we're going to look at next weekend as, oh, we're pretty comfortable. I don't think it's going to be a dogfight right to the end, but you have to take care of your business.
Northern Michigan is certainly getting their fill of the Alaska schools, first splitting a series with the Nanooks at home, now heading to Anchorage to deal with the Seawolves. Senior forward Eric Higbee had a great weekend, picking up 3 goals and an assist against Fairbanks, But now the Wildcat sniper knows it'll take even a bigger effort to pick up points on the road at UAA. But being prepared is just as important, even the simple stuff.
I think we just need rest. I mean, that's the most important thing. We have tough travel, so we've been there once this year already. We split, but never played Alaska Anchorage, so just need to bring 100%.
Michigan Tech returns to action after a bye week to take on league leaders Ferris State, the same team they faced just before their bye. Both games were decided by just a goal, and that makes 13 straight games for the Huskies that have been decided by just one goal or ended in a tie. Assistant coach Bill Muckholtz says it's nice to be competitive, but now Tech needs some points.
You know, we obviously sense that it's an important weekend for us. Being at home, just if you look at how tight the race is in the WCHA, we've got to start getting some points, and this is a big weekend to make up some ground.
The other WCHA series will see Bemidji State taking on Alaska up in Fairbanks. And don't forget to grab your seats for this year's WCHA Final Five in Grand Rapids, Michigan, March 21st and 22nd. Log on to WCHA.com or Ticketmaster.com for more information. Well, that's all the news for now. Thanks for listening, and be sure to check us out next time for This Week in the WCHA.